It was lined with small houses, all of which looked like they'd seen better days. Frank suddenly pulled over to the side of the road and turned off the engine. "Look," he said, pointing to the house we'd seen on his computer. 45 Lincoln Road. A nondescript silver sedan was pulling out. As we watched, it backed into the street, then drove off in the direction we'd just come from. As it passed, I recognized the driver as Doug Spencer. He stared straight ahead, a vague smile on his face. He didn't seem to notice us. When the car turned left and disappeared toward the main drag, Frank and I looked at each other. "It's on," I said. Frank pulled the car closer to number 45 and parked. We climbed out cautiously, looking all around us, but the neighborhood still appeared to be mostly asleep. We glanced at each other once more and then darted up the path that led to number 45. The house had a tiny porch that we eagerly climbed onto. The house was quiet, and I pressed my ear to the door. Nothing. There was a small window to the right, and I peered in, but saw nothing except for a totally normal living room, neatly arranged, television off. Photos of smiling children were arranged on the far wall. "Come on," whispered Frank. He led me down off the porch, and we crept around to the left. Another window looked into what seemed to be a small office. I could see bookshelves near the ceiling, but without the porch, we were too short to see in.
"I'll boost you up,"
Frank suggested after a few seconds. He crouched down on the ground and made a stirrup out of his hands. I stuck my foot into it, and he lifted me up as much as he could.
"Oof! Aunt Trudy's been feeding you too well," he gasped.
"That goes for both of us,"
I hissed back as I grabbed...